Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, let's get things going officially. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
We've all heard of porch pirates before, right?
Yes.
What is a porch pirate in your estimation?
It's a pirate who lives on a porch.
Okay, that's a little different than what I was thinking of.
Someone who steals things off of your porch.
Someone who steals packages normally. Yeah. We've heard a lot about Amazon packages over the recent years. In this case, it was a bit more dramatic than that. Somebody actually stole the woman's whole front porch.
What? How? Yeah. How is that possible?
Porches are expensive. If you've ever priced out a porch, you'll see that they cost a pretty penny. It's a lot of peace.
I've never actually priced out a porch, I don't think.
It's a pretty penny.
Pretty, pretty porch.
Do you call them? You're like, can I get a pretty penny porch price? This woman who lives in Detroit said that a thief stole her entire front porch off of her home. I feel like we've heard stories like this before in the past, very rarely, because who steals a porch? But there's before and after photos that show her home that has green steps connected to the residence, but in the after photo, it's just gone.
Okay, so her porch didn't get stolen. Her stairs got stolen.
Yeah, it's not like something out of like Steel Magnolias where it's like
a porch.
It's still a porch, though.
Yeah, like when the house I grew up in had like a concrete slab with like a step. It was still our porch.
This had probably five or six steps, and then it had hand railings and like a little landing area. So it's technically a porch. It's not what you'd expect to see somebody sitting in a rocking chair drinking sweet tea the Carolinas.
Yeah, there's not old people swinging talking about Cialis in it.
Her neighbors must have hated her, though, because she asked her neighbors if they'd seen who snatched her porch, and they're like, mm-mm.
Nope.
Hadn't seen anything.
Were their steps green?
Did they just take it and move it next door?
Yeah.
Those steps look very freshly painted. Yeah, no, they said they couldn't help her out. And so she's just sitting here going, what do I do?
Check all the pawn shops.
What is that thing? Do you remember the thing for your car?
The club.
You got a club for your porch? Did that thing stop any car thefts?
I still see clubs.
So do I. My stepmother has one.
The only reason to have a club is to beat somebody with it.
Well, do it.
Because it's heavy as hell.
Weapon. That's what I thought was only for.
It's a deterrent. In fact, there's a, and you'll appreciate this, Mahoney, a black Grand National.
Oh, hell yes.
That I see all of the time.
That thing's primed to get stolen.
Except for it's got a club on it, in which case you walk up to it and you're like, can't steal this. It's got a large handlebar type thing that
I didn't bring my metal cutter thing.
Yeah.
Grinder? Would it be a grinder? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
now that's just a nap.
After enough drinks.
I mean, you have enough, in the back of a Grand National? Yeah. It's like a couch back there. Anything can happen.
I didn't bring my grinder. Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Some good news today as well. IKEA for the win.
It has T-tops too, baby.
Ooh, my hair's blowing in the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
An investment group of the Swedish retail giant IKEA has acquired some forest land in Southeast Georgia to protect the land and its diverse ecosystem from development. Their investment managers say, we truly believe responsible forest management is possible, and we see that as a large part of our responsibility towards the land we own and by extension the planet. It's to restore forests and plant more than we harvest. The land acquired from a nonprofit group called the Conservation Fund is home to more than 350 plant and wildlife species, included the endangered longleaf pine and the gopher tortoise, which are now protected. Are the gopher tortoise isn't a tree. That's an animal.
Did it see its shadow?
Is it a tortoise or is it a gopher?
It's a gopher, right?
Yeah, don't they?
Or is it a hedgehog?
It's a tortoise. It's a small tortoise.
Punxsutawney Phil is a tortoise.
In this situation.
Okay,
only
got
in Georgia.
It. Does he wear a top hat?
Ooh.
I see why we have to protect him.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of great news recently when it comes to things like the economy, but this appears to be some good news. The economy will return to pre-pandemic output level by mid-2021 sooner than expected, according to some economists. That doesn't mean the economy will be made whole by the ravages of the health crisis, because output will still be below what it would have been had the outbreak not occurred, but the nation's gross domestic product is rebounding faster than forecast. After 2021, at 6.8%, the unemployment rate fell to 5.3% by the end of the year, at the end of this year, rather. So it was 6.8% as 2020 ended. They're thinking it'll be 5.3% at the end of 2021. Again, some good news that the rebound will happen faster than expected, according to some experts.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. That would be good. You know, the economy rebounding, a vaccine coming out. us getting back to a somewhat normal life.
Yep, that would be cool.
That would be great.
I just hate that we're championing this. Like, I hate that this even happened to begin with. You know what I mean? Like, I hate that companies lost enough payroll because there was no back end for them. They had nothing that where they were like no foresight for anything that happened. Major billion-dollar companies that let go people all the time.
What do they always tell you? Oh, you should have had more money saved.
Oh, me?
You.
Not the billion-dollar companies.
Yeah, not the billion-dollar companies with all of the tax breaks.
And when you do fall on hard times, what do you need to do, Audrey? Oh, pull yourself up by
your bootstraps.
Work harder.
And go try and compete with everybody else who's trying to get a job that just lost a job. Oh, okay. That's really
along with the billion-dollar companies that always crap on the workers, what about Facebook, man? I know that we all feel really bad for poor Facebook. They are now going to have to, and this is difficult, have to issue a prompt to users on its app on iPhones and iPads to ask whether they will allow Facebook to continue to track their activity.
That'd be a no from me, dog.
That's a pass. The prompt said users will allow them to reach... or receive, rather, more personal ads to support businesses that rely on ads to reach customers.
Nah.
As if I care about that at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
I think it's creepy when you target me with oddly specific ads, Facebook.
Also, I also like don't like the ads that are like, hey, you fatty, go walk.
You're like, first off, correct. Secondly, screw you.
I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't need Facebook telling me that. Also, I'll tell you this. Since removing Facebook from my phone, I mean, I think it's been over 6-7 months. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't
miss it at all.
But the one thing that does annoy me, though, is I do have some friends who are always like, did you see what I posted on Facebook? And I'm like,
why don't you just tell me?
No.
Why don't you say it with your mouth?
I didn't. Did you see me like it? No, because I'm not on there. I'm not looking at it.
So the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, said, too many are still asking questions, how much can we get away with? When they should be asking, what are the consequences? What are the consequences of not just tolerating but rewarding content that undermines public trust in life-saving vaccinations? What are the consequences of seeing thousands of users join extremist groups? Mm-hmm. This is a direct shot at Facebook from Apple. And you think about which company actually has the power.
The leverage.
And Facebook certainly knows a lot about everyone, right? Which, there's power to that. But ultimately... the way that Facebook reaches most people...
through Apple and Android.
...is through their phones.
And Microsoft isn't exactly super fond of Facebook either.
Instagram doesn't even really work on a browser, right? Like, that's just an app for your phone.
Yeah.
And so, basically, the only barrier that there could be, unless they pass some legislation that doesn't exist right now, to stop Facebook from just fleecing you of all of your information and privacy, is for Apple to step in. It looks like that's happening. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm more for, yes, Apple's products are overpriced and a little bit pretentious. They work, first and foremost, which I appreciate. But they're selling me a product that I'm enjoying. We are the product for Facebook.
Yeah.
I feel like a pessimist this morning, but again... hooray for a giant tech company coming in to patrol another tech company for keeping our privacy together instead of the government.
Right. Apple. What would you say you do here, government?
Aren't you supposed to be making, like, is there a big divide between groups, between political parties that, like, hey, all of our privacy should just be given to these companies at free will or at will, and they can do whatever they want with it and in evil ways that we've seen?
Yeah, if the government can't just bug me for no reason at all, maybe Facebook shouldn't be allowed to do that, but to sell me Crocs.
I would say delete it, man. Like, that's the thing. Just, like, the fact that, like, you, I know you, your family does it a lot, and my family's moving more towards it. Just the group text.
Yep.
You know, rather than, I don't need, like, hey.
It's here, a family group text.
There's another new picture of Dave's 18th baby, you know? Like,
I don't need to post that on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just send it to the family.
Wait, did I have an 18th?
I mean, probably.
Oh, crap.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have any good remedies for a headache? I'm not hungover, but the top of my head is just killing me. I'm about to go to work, too, so don't tell me to drink.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I don't think that was going to be any of our advice, is that you should start drinking to cure your headache, because the long-term plan...
I mean,
is it
a headache or is it a hangover?
Well, he said it's not a hangover, so the cure would be Tylenol.
Excedrin migraine, chef kiss. Yeah. That stuff works wonders, but the only thing is that if you're a caffeine addict, like many of us in the world, The withdrawals from the caffeine, if you start popping Excedrin migraines too much, is going to be bad. You're going to end up getting a worse migraine later.
It's basically all just caffeine.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of the theory of pinching this part of your hand for a headache?
Yeah, your pressure points.
It's like a pressure point right at the webbing between your pointer and your thumb finger. And I've tried that before.
I've never heard of that.
And it's worked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's to release. So like parts of your hands and your feet are all tied into your head, which is crazy.
Yeah.
To even think about like all of your pressure
tied
points.
Into the head.
Right. Yeah. So but if there's a certain pressure point or a certain like for acupuncture, certain point on your foot is connected to your liver. Like so like certain push like whenever you push that point out in your hand, like the meaty part underneath your thumb.
Oh, you got meaty part underneath the thumb. I'm talking about like in between like the
here?
Webbing. Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
I guess there's like a nerve in there.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that I think probably back when I was in high school, and I tried it a few times, and it works.
Oh, good.
I very rarely ever get headaches.
Oh, like you
lucky duck. The rare occasion when I do when I'm sick, two Tylenol, and I'm like a new man.
You're good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's ironic, considering that many people would say that you yourself are a headache.
I thought you were going to say a new man.
Nope.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you find yourselves bringing weird stuff home after a long night of drinking? I'm not talking about another person. I'm talking about actual stuff, like road signs or random silverware from restaurants. Anything good?
Message deleted.
Man, if you turn into a kleptomaniac, at least for me at this point in my life, where I'm bringing home random road signs, I think I got to call it.
Yeah. you've made some poor life choices.
Yeah.
you really, I mean, the time of when that is, you know, not acceptable, but you can get a pass for it, is when you're a teenager.
College.
Yeah.
College kid, when you're poor.
It used to be a thing, I don't know for you guys, but like stealing road signs.
Yeah, like weed road.
There was a weed road.
And then they had to stop putting it up there because it always would get stolen.
I mean, like within hours after they put the new one up.
So I was walking around my neighborhood yesterday, and you know, it's there was a no parking sign. Somebody ran into a no parking sign.
What?
And knocked it over.
Really?
Which it was in somebody's yard too. So it's like they really had to have like veered off the road down like a cul-de-sac. And I'm like, huh.
Isn't that a little extra though to put a no parking sign in your yard?
Well, I think it was the
neighborhood. Are we sure it wasn't? Oh, it was?
Yeah, because
okay.
It was like it looked like one of the ones you would see on like a normal like public street.
I thought it was one of those people. Have you ever seen the people that go outside and they'll spray paint the curb in front of their house red so nobody parks there?
Oh, but that's how you get really, the city will jack you up for that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to do it.
You put a chair out there. That's what you do.
You put a chair.
Yeah, it's like what you do in the places where it snows, where you shovel your snow and then you put a chair there because so somebody doesn't park where you shoveled.
Gotta save
that's
spot,
your
man.
Spot, man.
I've never heard of that ever.
Really?
Who?
Dave, you've never heard of that?
Chair?
A chair.
Well, both of you lived places where it didn't snow when you were ages to drive. So
no, well, I mean, no, but I mean, growing up in Minnesota.
You'll get in Boston, if you park at somebody else's chair spot, that is a street fight waiting to happen.
What are you talking about? How would you know about chair
Boston.
Parking?
Because we had
Boston.
To do it.
You're not from Boston.
Well, but in St. Louis.
I know you love North Marky Town. Mark movies, but that doesn't make you from Boston.
I prefer to Matt Damon movies myself.
I mean, as far as the hierarchy of Boston actors, Matt Damon.
Probably the pinnacle.
Yeah. I mean, between him and Ben Affleck, we already know who wins that one. Because for many years, Ben Affleck was just Matt Damon's friend.
Yeah.
And then there's Marky Mark.
I still think Matt Damon's still doing his homework.
Is that what it is?
Right. I think he probably really directed. What is that?
Goodwill Hunting, and like gave
the
him
town?
A writing credit for it.
No, what was the other? What was the other one? The one that Ben Affleck won another Oscar for.
I thought it was The Town.
Argo.
No?
Argo.
Argo. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you think that he wrote Argo?
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm going for a healthier 2021. Also, I'm up to 8 pull-ups.
Okay.
18 torso raises with my knees up to my chest, hanging on the pull-up bar, and 40 push-ups a day. It's an amazing feeling getting up to that.
Message deleted.
8 pull-ups is impressive. I know that I'm sure there's some people that are listening right now that are like, oh, I'm the, you know, I was the Marine pull-up champion.
Are we talking about overhand or underhand? Because I know they call underhand chin-ups, but doing the overhand ones, damn near impossible.
The overhand ones are much harder.
Those are way harder.
Yeah, because you're not using your biceps, which is regular. It's the shoulder muscles. Yeah, and that sucks. Ian, I mean, you're over here actually acting it out right now.
Because I'm really good at it.
How many overhand pull-ups do you think you could do?
I could do probably 20.
Really?
Yep, I
don't
do
believe
20.
It. I don't believe it.
I don't think
I could
you
do
have the cardio for that.
I do. I really do.
I
go really hard.
I feel
really
like this
hard.
Is like Mahoney thinking that he can dunk a ball. When's the last time that you
dunk
did
a ball?
No, you can't.
I can't.
When's the last? No, you can't.
I can't.
What was the last time you jumped?
That's what regulation this guy can do.
I'm never jumping again. I don't have anything to prove.
Yes, you do. That you can dunk a basketball.
Anyway, back to Ian's 20 pull-ups.
I don't. I think that you fancy yourself. When's the last time you tried a pull-up?
I think maybe a week and a half ago.
What?
I did five. I did five just to try it because I didn't even know we had a pull-up bar in my gym at the apartment complex. So I was just over there, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, real quick, showing off to the girlfriend and a couple other ladies in there, and then I just got
down.
Did
you go all the way down?
Yes. That's what you got to do. All the way down, all the way up, and then I extend the arms, too. I know what I'm doing on a pull-up bar, guys.
That's impressive.
I really do.
That's impressive.
Bring one in here right now and a basketball hoop. 10-foot regulation.
We have a hoop in the hallway along with
a
mattress.
For whatever reason, have a random mattress and a basketball hoop in the hallway.
Oh, get a random pull-up bar.
Are we a junkyard?
Yeah, the show is.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's talk about the world getting back to normal, and we all certainly hope that's the case. I haven't talked a lot about the idea of getting on a plane recently, but, I mean, this has me thinking.
What's that?
JetBlue has some sweet new planes, and they have reimagined their Mint Suites, including two first-class Mint Studio seats at the front of the plane. So JetBlue...
What, Mint, like the app Mint?
No, so I don't know if you've seen this, but on some JetBlue flights, normally the ones that are full across the country, New York to L.A., something like that, they have... What you would expect to see on international first class
flights. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks, like something you would fly
on. Like the lay down beds and everything
else. Business class but those flights usually cost like $1 billion.
Right, so JetBlue's had those for a while, and now they have something new called the Mint Studio, and this is to celebrate the launch of JetBlue's flights to London. The new Mint Suites will feature direct aisle access, sliding privacy doors, gate-to-gate in-flight entertainment, and seat cushions by Posh Mattress Company, Tuft & Needle.
Wow.
They will also be providing blankets, memory foam pillows, and snooze kits with a matching eye mask and earplugs.
That looks legit and also looks like somebody's going to be doing a lot of weird touching themselves in those things. That's the first thing I think of. If you've got your own privacy door, like the Mile High Club is going to go...
For sure.
Solo, dolo.
Well, and they roll out into full-blown mattresses.
Yeah, even if there's nobody else in there with you. Like, you're still going to town on yourself,
right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Does that count if you're alone in the Mile High Club?
Don't matter, got laid. Kinda.
I mean, I'm looking at the promo video of it right now, and it looks very automated, very cool if this all works. I'm curious what the price tag is going to be on something like this.
Does not say, which means it's probably very expensive.
Yeah. I mean, but it looks like they have a whole bunch of them.
Oh, but it also looks like you're going to roll over on the seatbelt.
Yeah.
It just looks like the backseat of a car. Like, but in comfort level.
Yeah, isn't that what's amazing is that in order to take a flight like this, it costs $4,000 when really it's just the equivalent of riding in the backseat of an Oldsmobile.
Yes.
It's not really that comfortable. It's just not really uncomfortable.
Shut your mouth. The back of a Cutlass Supreme was comfy as hell, Dave.
It wasn't a backseat. It was a lounge area.
That's right. That was my first apartment.
Did you get it on in the backseat of a Cutlass?
Nah, man. Those seats were like, they were like
fabric.
You can't.
It was like that weird velvet fabric, too, you know? Where like
All stain stuck.
Yeah, it ain't coming out ever, yeah.
Yeah, you sneeze too hard.
Is that what it's called? It's like when you get a toothpaste on your black shirt. You know?
You
can sit there and wash it out. There's still going to be a mark.
No explaining it.
Yeah. So an Idaho man has won the lottery for the... 6th time. Brian Moss won $250,000 from a crossword scratch game on Thursday, the Idaho Lottery said in a press release. This is by far his largest win. So he's won before, but smaller jackpots. He owns a health and nutrition store. He told the Idaho Lottery officials that he plays regularly because he knows it benefits Idaho schools. That's how we all justify it. And he says he plans to put his winnings aside for his daughter's education.
Oh, what a liar.
Sure you are.
Going to invest it in some stonks and then go ahead and say that's what it was. Dogecoin.
I mean, but if this is his biggest win, like what's he counting as another win? Like
exactly.
like a $5 win? Is that does that count as I'm a lotto winner?
Are they all six figure wins? Because there's a big difference
here. Does the $5 lotto win also give me that lottery curse that we hear so much about? Like, is that why my life has been miserable?
Your life sucks because that one $5 win that you didn't even cash.
That's right.
That random uncle's knocking on your door. Can I borrow $3?
Come on, man. Hook it up.
$3, please.
So the biggest merger of all time between two oil giants is being talked about. Exxon and Chevron are talking about combining their company into a multi-billion dollar behemoth. The merger between the two oil companies would make it the second largest in the world next to Saudi Arabia's Aramco? Aramco, is that right?
Is it Amoco? Yep.
No, it's not Amoco. Armaco? It's Aramco.
Okay. Oh, yeah. They recently launched that like a couple years ago. They put it public and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yeah.
You remember Amoco's, though?
Amoco, yeah. Yeah, Amoco.
That was always my go-to.
Is that where you hang out on Friday nights?
My grandfather worked for Amoco.
Did he really? What did he do for Amoco?
He worked in their industrial technology division. He actually created lasers for them.
Whoa.
He made laser beams?
Yeah.
For Amoco?
Well, he's a physicist,
And then he's got a grandson that won't jump anymore. Bend over, man.
That's right.
Carrying on the Mahoney name strong.
Dude, okay, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if he's going to get mad at me for telling this.
Hold on. Classified Amoco information?
And you make dick jokes on the radio?
No.
Like, dude, what a tumble.
So my grandfather's 86, I think, years old, and we just took him to get vaccinated. So we went over there to pick him up and take him to get vaccinated. And he's, he's in pretty good health for the most part.
Sure, yeah.
And we're sitting down and we're having a conversation, my wife, my grandmother, and him. And he goes,
Can I just guess what he said to you?
Sure.
I'm disappointed.
No. They actually think what I do is cool.
Really?
Blows me away. But he can lift his leg over his head while sitting down because he's been going to physical therapy. And he's like, check this out. And goes, bam, I almost fainted.
What a party trick.
I could not believe it. I was like, how is that?
You're like, Grandpa, that is awesome, but can you please wear underwear next time?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
You know, there's a lot of people talking about all of the challenging things that are going on in the world, but because there's so much happening, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that there are big loads that are spilled across the highways of America, and they are not to be ignored. Sure, they get our attention when we're stuck in traffic, but otherwise people just dismiss it as part of just what happens. No. The truckers, Mahoney, we owe them a great amount of debt.
Dave, the men and women who traverse the roadways and byways and triways and sideways
sometimes
of America.
They're sideways, yep.
Yeah, some of them are sideways. Are the lifeblood of America, Dave, and we like to take a moment each month to honor the loads that were lost.
And Ian, you said this is perhaps the most chock full in memoriam that we've ever done.
It's very, very girthy.
Is this so girthy. If we were going to be hauling, if we were hauling across the great byways of America,
and
this would be like a double tractor trailer. Maybe one of the elusive triple tractor trailers.
Perhaps a wide load.
Hauling oats.
Hauling oats.
No oats today, unfortunately.
All right, here we go.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind.
A big mess on a Montgomery County road, part of Connecticut Avenue in Aspen Hill, had to be shut down for hours after a truck carrying beer overturned and cans and bottles went everywhere. This was at Connecticut and Georgia Avenues. Crews had to rescue the trapped driver from the truck. Two people were taken to the hospital, but both are expected to be okay. No word on what caused the truck to go off the road and to flip over.
A crash on a San Antonio highway has had first responders taking extra precautions during cleanup. The reason, those little guys right there, that 18-wheeler that flipped was carrying honeybees. According to the fire department, the truck was owned by a bee removal business. The truck flipped when it was trying to negotiate a sharp curve. No one was hurt in the accident, but firefighters had to deal with swarms of angry bees while they worked to clear up the mess.
A portion of I-24 shutting down today. Look at this mess after a semi carrying 40,000 pounds of dry noodles crashed near downtown Nashville. It happened around 7:30 this morning, right at the ramp where I-24 merges with I-40. Cleanup lasted hours as cargo had to be offloaded before the truck could be towed. Thank goodness no injuries were reported.
Well, now to an accident the CHP says is nuts. A semi-truck carrying around 80,000 pounds of almond shells overturned this afternoon on Interstate 5 just south of Taft Highway. This is a picture of the scene. The driver reportedly suffered minor injuries, but it took a while, as you can imagine, to clean up all the shells on the roadway. The CHP posted this photo today with the caption, "This crash is nuts. And
everywhere I am, it's Top Stories!
Here's what's making news.
So if you ever, especially early in the morning, are walking around feeling like a bit of a zombie, you are not alone. A third of Americans walk around in a zombie-like concussion daze because of lack of sleep and stress.
Concussion daze.
A third of Americans. You've never felt like that, where some days you come in, you're just dragging so much ass that you just feel like you've been punched in the head?
Every day feels like Groundhog Day, right?
Between 11 and 27%
of your job, that's why.
Student athletes.
And your life.
No, it's because you're tired.
Wife, your
what
kids,
are you talking about?
Your husband.
No, stop it.
Your
none
crappy
of that is
car.
True. No.
Your lot of life. If you just would have worked harder when you were younger.
You're tired.
I could have been a contender.
It could have been so much different.
I could have been a flexible physicist. Common symptoms include headaches that are persistent in nature, anxiety, insomnia, memory problems, dizziness, and fatigue. Check. Yep. Between 11 and 27% of student athletes without a recent concussion also reported this. So this is, you're talking about younger people here, you know, in their teens and in their 20s.
Well,
think about in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Well, think about waking up to go to school. The dumbest thing that I always thought that the schools did was like make high school start. Like my high school started at like 5:45.
Ew.
Dude, it was like what? 5. It was like 5:45, 6:15, something like that.
Did you work out in the mornings for volleyball?
No,
before school.
No,
it was,
shut
volleyball,
up.
Volleyball.
Did you work out
come
in the
on.
Morning? You're doing 3 a days for volleyball.
No, sometimes they have pre.
Hockey
like,
was usually before,
before school.
School.
Yeah, but
okay.
that's an actual sport.
So
volleyball's an actual sport.
No, not one that you have to get a 5 a.m. workout for.
Maybe conditioning. I don't know. I don't know how volleyball works.
No, we had the afternoon. We had the gym to ourselves in the afternoon.
Okay, but 5:45 in the morning is crazy for kids to wake up.
It was insane because I would do is just like sleep through my first couple of classes. Like you don't remember any of those classes. I remember my later classes for sure, but like the early classes, I had college statistics that. It was my first class of the day, my senior year, and all the answers were in the back of the book.
Oh, you got the good book. You had somebody who was looking out for you,
I had no idea. Like, I got an A in that class, all the answers to everything, and he did everything out of the book. Everything was in the book.
Did you ever reach out to that guy and say, thank you, man?
For sure he knew that. Without question,
he was a drunk.
Well, yeah.
R.I.P. Mr. Barkle.
Mr. Barkle.
He wore a shirt that had four pockets on it, and he had something in each different pocket.
Of course
he
did.
Every single day.
Of course he did.
Every day had a shirt with four pockets.
Utility shirts. Sir, do you have cargo pants shirts? I do. I am prepared.
And they were like from the 70s, too. So it was like vintage.
Need a ballpoint pen or a Leatherman? I got you. Mm-hmm. Maglite? Happen to have it.
Usually that's three too many pockets, but hey, he made it work.
You can make an argument four too many pockets. But.
He wore aviators inside all day, every day.
Oh, because he was for sure
hammered.
How did this guy die? Did he just, was it natural or was it something crazy?
I think it was just, he was old when I was in high school. And
parasailing.
Parasailing.
Probably something crazy.
I think he also subscribed to the same.
He forgot his parachute. Dang it. So speaking of drinking, when the drink hits a little bit too hard, Army officials say that Fort Bliss soldiers have been hospitalized this week after they thought they were drinking alcohol. Turns out it was antifreeze.
Oh, my God. How do you not know the difference?
Army officials announced the substance the soldiers ingested was, in fact, antifreeze and that two service members remain in critical condition, according to the lieutenant colonel. Whose name, ironically, is Lieutenant Colonel Payne. So the two soldiers, were most seriously affected, had shown notable improvement in intensive care.
So did Damon Wayans get promoted?
He's Major Payne, yeah.
Did he get promoted?
That's right, Lieutenant Colonel Payne. And the nine others were in stable condition, likely to be released soon.
They had to be like 18-year-old kids, like fresh out of boot camp.
Super young.
Because there's no way anybody...
How does it even get from the antifreeze? Because it comes in a pretty clear container normally.
Well, antifreeze, the big blue thing, right?
It's usually a blue.
A jug of
what
blue
did they think it was,
gold,
a UV blue?
That's
like
even,
hypnotic?
That's even worse.
How did it get out of the antifreeze container into shot glasses? Like where along the way did we think this was a good
were
idea?
Were they already drunk?
How could you possibly be that drunk?
I don't know. I have no excuses.
I've been
for
real
them.
Drunk before, and anytime something that should not be in my mouth ends up in my mouth, I throw up.
Ah.
That's my body's way of protecting me.
I feel bad for him.
Interesting.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I see the videos all the time online, and I guess they're supposed to be funny, but I find nothing funny about someone getting knocked out. I actually get super concerned and wonder if that person's all right or may have to call into work tomorrow.
Message deleted.
Well, it depends on the context.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, you know, a couple of UFC fighters and one of them gets knocked out, kind of what you signed up for.
Yeah.
If it's some a-hole who's acting a fool in a gas station and they deserve it and they get knocked out.
They get hit in the head with a can of Twisted Tea. You had that coming.
That's what happens.
When you're a dumb racist. Sometimes you get hit in the face with a thing of Twisted Tea.
Sometimes you find out.
Yep. He found out.
If it's just a random person that happens to be walking through an Outback Steakhouse when a fight breaks out and they get clobbered by one of those heavy ass chairs. Not hilarious.
Same thing. When you see somebody fall, you recognize,
like,
are they
are
hurt?
Are you okay? Okay, well, you're not screaming and bleeding.
Then
hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah.
And now.
Old people falling, usually not funny.
Not funny.
Do you guys remember a couple of months ago the uproar? After Rick Moranis was punched
randomly,
walking down the
street.
I want the death penalty for that guy who hit Rick Moranis.
Death penalty. Yes.
He is a national treasure of Canada that we have adopted here in America.
Death penalty is way too excessive.
I don't think so.
No, that's too little.
He literally could have killed him.
No, I know.
He was going around just randomly assaulting people.
We need to do something much more civilized, like cut off his fists.
Yeah.
You can continue to punch people if you must, only with your nubs.
Man, but like that would hurt worse. Nah, that's straight bone.
No, you ever gotten a nub
an elbow? You could throw an elbow still if you didn't have wrists.
Okay, so we'll cut it off mid bicep, so that way he can't punch at all.
That's too much work.
And he has to carry around Rick Moranis now for the rest of his life.
He has to just carry
Rick Moranis on his back.
Yeah. What about Moranis backpack? Rick Moranis like a rehab program for this guy, like just like making a mentor this guy, like changing his ways, changing the path to happiness.
If you have punched Rick Moranis, there is no rehabilitation.
That's it.
Draw and quarter him by moose.
Meese.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm. Please leave a message after the tone.
I think we can all agree that once we're able to party again, that you guys are going to throw one hell of a get together. It's going to get crowded and sweaty and drunk. And I am very excited.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man, it'll be, I think we're all looking forward to being able to get together.
I wouldn't call it crowded and sweaty.
Yeah, those are not the adjectives
we're not describing. We're not a rock band.
Come to our crowded and sweaty get together.
No, come to our nicely spaced area where you can sit down and have a beverage.
And the air conditioning is set to that perfect temperature.
Yeah. Mm.
No, unlike the studio.
Us.
Are you guys not familiar with your all's anniversary parties?
Yeah, they're nice. They're not like overcrowded.
Mahoney got very sweaty
crowded,
at the last one.
They are sweaty, and we are sitting, but also
you were
like
very sweaty.
Like everyone is very crowded and together.
So the point is, we are very much looking forward to getting together with people and having a quote unquote normal event whenever that's doable, right? You can't rush that sort of thing.
No.
But we do have the virtual happy hours that we're doing. So we're doing one this weekend before the big game. And, you know, we broadcast them just online, so it's twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney on Facebook pages, all that good stuff. And then we're also doing one on the 20th of this month. But the idea is just, even though we're not able to do that in person, just get together and have some drinks.
Well, I feel like, you know, since we've launched our Twitch page and the chat and everybody who files in there, you know, it's a good time, Dave.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I feel like we get together every day. Do we really have to get out in public and go spend... you know, extra money on overpriced drinks.
Mahoney is not looking forward to seeing you, is what he's saying.
I'm just saying I've enjoyed certain parts of quarantine, and not having to go places has been all right.
You like get-togethers without pants.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Who doesn't?
I enjoy outfits.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, pants are good. Pants are a necessary part of society.
I mean,
I'm very pro-pants. Yeah.
Imagine if we lived in a world where there were no pants.
But only track pants or track track
no
shorts.
Pants.
No pants. And shorts are just short pants.
Kibbles and bits everywhere.
Yep. Well, whatever, man. We wouldn't be, it would just be like looking at somebody's nose.
No.
We would become desensitized to it.
Kind of looks like a nose.
Yeah, it's,
that's not
kind of looks like Gonzo from the Muppet Euro. Which, hey,
good
man,
for you.
Jim Henson. What
get
you
that
doing?
Off of Gonzo's face.
Yeah, come on.
Get it
man.
Out of here.
I got a diggling on his face, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, I just want to know which movie studio makes the best horror movies, A24 or Blumhouse? Bye.
Message deleted.
Blumhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that they're doing with Jordan Peele has been phenomenal. Blumhouse is, like, when you think of, like, a good horror film.
When you think of big horror creators, right, it was Stephen King all of our lives growing up, and that was kind of it.
Stephen King, John Carpenter.
Sure, and then, like, Rob Zombie came along with the House of a Thousand Corpses, stuff like that.
Which is also Blumhouse.
But Blumhouse has really taken that torch and ran with it.
Yeah. They've produced a lot of really good material over the last couple of years.
I thought that guy at the beginning of the voicemail said something about boobies.
Hi, I just want to know which movie studio has made
which movie studio?
Oh,
Stephen Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
There are two things that dominate the Redneck Report every single day, and it is questionable decisions and delightful excuses. Florida, yes, in there as well. But
Methamphetamine,
yes, but that always leads to the questionable decisions and the delightful excuses that I'm talking about. And in this case, questionable decision is how it starts, and it ends with a very interesting excuse as to why he had this on him. A Crestview, Florida man, arrested after deputies say that they found him in possession of drugs and paraphernalia during a traffic stop on Saturday. Stephen Copeland, 29, charged with trafficking heroin, possession of oxycodone, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a traffic violation. The canine, whose name is Bert, which is a wonderful name for a canine.
He's got to be a German Shepherd, right?
Of course, Bert is a German Shepherd.
Perfect. Maybe name a for a German
maybe
Shepherd.
A Belgian Malinois.
Deputies said they found the heroin under the seat, more heroin on the passenger floorboard, oxycodone, a plastic bag of meth residue, a scale, and assorted drug paraphernalia consistent with use and distribution. Mm-hmm. However, Stephen, the 29-year-old who was driving, told the deputies that the heroin was just chocolate laxative, and he believes that the pills, the oxycodone pills, were fake.
Okay.
Chocolate laxative is the first thing that came to this guy's mind?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Did not work out. He was arrested.
Can we rename meth like you got methamphetamine? You know, I mean, you kind of got a there like methamphloridaman.
Methamphloridaman.
I feel like that's, you know.
Hand in hand works, actually.
That's right.
Or if you don't want to, you know, make it gender specific, it could just be methamphloridaman.
Floridian.
Yeah. Methamphloridian.
Floridian.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
So, this is a tough one. A 40-year-old San Jose man was arrested for animal abuse and felony vandalism at a preschool on Saturday morning.
This guy beat senseless.
Yes.
Officers responded to a report of a man acting erratically and destroying property at the Play and Learn preschool at 11:30 a.m. The suspect, whose name is George Robles, was attempting to flee when he was located. Taken into custody by officers, he did damage estimated at $1,800 to the school property and the children's play equipment. Further investigation that a 65-pound pet tortoise named Michelangelo had been stabbed with a piece of wood through his outer shell suffered other injuries consistent with recent abuse.
People who mess with animals and people who mess with kids and the elderly all need to be drawn and quartered
by a pack of mice or
public
a pack of tortoises.
Tortoises.
Yes. Tortoise.
Because it'd be slower.
Yeah.
Burn. And just like really ripping you apart.
You're like, ow.
And then let the kids play and learn on him while it's happening.
While he's dying.
Because their shells are a part of their bodies. Yes. They're not like snails
or
like crustaceans.
Sociopath.
They are heroes in a half shell.
You're not even a sociopath. You are a psychopath.
His name was Michelangelo too, and he probably had a cool name tag on his little tank enclosure.
Do you think they really do like pizza? Has anybody ever tried to feed a?
I bet a tortoise would love a
piece
of pizza.
Who doesn't like pizza?
They're vegetarians.
Have you ever seen a tortoise? You don't know they're vegetarians.
I
do know that tortoises are vegetarians
until you introduce them to pizza.
Give them a slice of cheese.
You don't have to give them pepperoni pizza.
It can be gluten free.
Are they vegan?
Cheese pizza.
Oh, what are you going to put a cauliflower crust?
Cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
Garbage.
I bet that a tortoise would really like that.
Yeah.
It's like probably one of the only people and things that would like that.
I hope you guys get drawn and quartered by that tortoise. I hate you so much.
Seems unnecessary, but okay. A North Carolina man was arrested Saturday after crashing his car, also in Florida. So he's from North Carolina, went to Florida, crashed his car, and he did so while wearing scuba goggles and his scuba hood. So
that checks out.
Yeah.
He's driving his car while wearing scuba gear.
While drunk.
Oh, okay. Drunk, not on meth.
Guess what they found in his car?
Meth.
Cans of
tuna?
Bush Light?
Nope.
Why did I say tuna?
Four Loko.
Tuna.
Four.
What are you doing in Florida?
I don't know. I don't know.
Four Loko is a good guess, but a little more modern than that. Twisted Tea.
No. Twisted Trendy. Tea. I've not had this, but I feel like everybody subliminally, with all of like everybody just getting assaulted by Twisted Tea, is making me want to try it. I keep hearing all of these. It's the an advertisement, sound. Honestly.
Yeah, you're like, hold on. I'm going to get so drunk that I want to wear a scuba goggles and a scuba hood.
It's an advertisement. Yeah. It just seems like a party. Appealing to me.
Violence sounds delicious. Yes.
It does.
He did fail a field sobriety test, and
he wearing flippers though? Because I feel like trying to walk on dry land with flippers is always
very, very challenging. Yeah,
it is.
His blood alcohol content was 0.18, which is
real drunk.
More than double the legal limit. However, it doesn't seem drunk enough
to be driving with scuba gear on.
You're drunk, but I mean, that's still inexcusable.
I mean, like, maybe he thought the air would
sober
him up some. I mean, just roll down your windows like a normal person, weirdo.
And finally, speaking of weirdos, Brian Anthony Joe, which three first names.
Definitely.
And you know it's bad when
criminal.
They start giving you the middle name, right? So Brian Anthony Joe, 41, landed on a woman changing in a One Life fitness center. He had fallen 10 feet after he crawled into the ceiling of the locker room to spy on them while they were changing.
That is one of my actual nightmares because of the movie Scream. Do you remember whenever he was crawling around in the vents?
Yeah, that's right.
Like above the toilets. And now we have actual human beings with three first names.
He fell on one,
but then they all turned on him. So all of the naked chicks in the locker room pinned him in the corner until the cops showed up.
Did they beat the hell out? I was going to say, that's a place where you probably don't want to pick a fight because they're all in shape.
And
they're all
strong naked women.
And they have those towels that you roll up and whoop.
Just right in the eye.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to do that.
Oh, not in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got me in the eyeball.
See, we should be judges. We really should. We know how to.
We just murdered three people.
You're welcome, America.
Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Karen?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
What you're about to hear are all real reviews that are left on message boards. Some of them Yelp, some of them Google. And it's not just Karens today. There's also a Darren, which is just the male version of a Karen. And, of course, it has nothing to do with the name Karen in and of itself. There's nothing wrong with that name. It's just, it's an attitude. It's a lifestyle. And in this case, to keep things pure, we do, in fact, exclusively feature reviews from actual Karens. And in this case, an actual Darren, which we will round things out with today. He is very mad at a blanket. I'll explain that later. Let's start with a Sonic drive-in in Orlando, Florida.
A Sonic. Who's mad at a Sonic? They've got great ice and tater tots.
Ooh, those tater tots.
Do
you know what's interesting is that this particular Sonic has 4 out of 5, which is not bad, right?
Oh,
4 out of 5 stars.
It's
good. It's good. But what's interesting is that the first review here from Bonnie B is kind of the exact opposite of what we get from Karen. She's way too excited about this Sonic.
I had a ferret named Bonnie.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you also have one named Clyde, or was it just straight Bonnie?
Bonnie and Brutus and Bandit.
Bonnie says 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
With an exclamation point. Not only did boyfriend and I take Kitty today, but we also saw a car hop on roller skates.
Yeah.
What's Kitty?
It's, I think, her
their
cat.
Their cat, yeah. I believe.
They took the cat to Sonic.
It's such a rarity these days, and we were oh so excited. Also, our car hop looks snazzy as heck.
Remind you, I hate this person. Is Orlando, Florida. Okay.
That sounds like somebody from the show Fargo, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you look snazzy as heck.
No.
Desiree said 5 out of 5. Good food if you want your chili cheese and American-style food. I really enjoy their soft pretzel. Karen T, not impressed. 1 out of 5 stars. The bathroom in this place, absolutely nasty. I walked in the use of facilities 3 years ago, and another woman was walking out as I was walking in. I'm surprised she didn't have a look of disgust, because when I walked in, there was used toilet paper everywhere. The water was running. The mirror looked like somebody had spit on it, and I swear I could smell mold. I've been calling their corporate office for 3 years to see if it's clean, and they've never called me back. This may be appropriate for a slum area in some third world hellhole country, but not in an upscale neighborhood on International Drive in Orlando, Florida.
Lady, it was probably just the person there in front of you just went buck wild.
Yeah, she went crazy.
She's
in
nasty.
There.
Also,
yeah, I mean,
been,
if the water was left running.
You've been calling their corporate office for three years? Like, why don't you just swing back by and check it out?
Check it out.
Yeah, let's take a look.
I mean, the management has surely changed in 3 years at a Sonic.
Also, you can't judge, like, if you are following somebody else immediately after.
Oh, don't do that.
The bathroom, if the person that's walking out left the water running, it's them.
That's them.
It's they're the offender.
Yes. Go write a review about her, Karen.
This is a Wendy's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 4 out of 5 stars for a Wendy's. Joe W. said 5 out of 5. I love this guy, too. This review is so good.
The good reviews are really good today.
They really are. Joe W., 5 out of 5. I'm really trying to stay away from fast food and eating out so much. But once again, I was having a potty emergency. Can't learn why I can't pee before I leave the house.
What?
Anyway, the plan was to pee, but my favorite order is the small fry. And I ordered a small fry and was ready to hit the door. That was before I was leveled with an absurd amount of excellent customer service.
Ooh.
Had to stick around and eat more. We'll be back for sure.
I don't trust
the customer service was so good.
Any excuse?
I had to have 4,000 calories that day.
Wow.
For you, Joe.
I don't trust a man who uses the word potty if he's not talking to a small dog.
You gotta go potty.
Unless you're potty training a child or you're talking to your dog.
Yeah, that's,
you cannot,
that is it.
You cannot refer to yourself
also,
going potty
what kind
ever.
What kind of maniac orders only a small fry? Only a small
it's
fry.
It's a dude who's trying to control himself, yes. And then the absurd level of excellent customer service. He got me.
Just roped him back in. Yeah. Wish I knew how to quit you.
Adam C. said 5 out of 5 stars. I live by this Wendy's, and the employees are always very humble and very nice. It's clean, and I have no complaints. Karen S., she does have some complaints. 1 out of 5 stars. The perennial problem with Wendy's is that they always have, like, this Popeyes-type attitude. Rude customer service! They draw an unusually large portion of their employees from a poorly socialized demographic, poorly versed in manners. I'd rather have bowling alley employees take a break and come over and serve me my food.
What a racist.
At least they're nice people. The entire company has really gone downhill since founder Dave Thomas died. He represented progress and American fruition. Now all we have left are the other side of the track mutants who don't know how to say hello from thank you. Guess I'm stuck with McDonald's. Okay, I don't know if this is intentionally racist, but that really sounds racist.
Really, really
either racist,
racist
or just when it, like socioeconomically
classist.
Yeah, like you sitting here talking about people from the other side of the tracks. Like
also, where do you live? Where do you live in the 1950s? The other side of the tracks.
Yeah, that's not how it works anymore.
No, I mean, like, suburban sprawl has covered everywhere.
Rest in peace,
especially,
Dave Thomas, though.
Yeah. I mean, that is
over here chiming in. He was like, yep, Gary,
that's the one thing. Ever since Dave Thomas died, Wendy's has gone down.
I mean, yeah.
You're not wrong on that. Everything else, you suck.
Do we have one from a Darren?
We do have one from a Darren. And this is for the Wowoo adult weighted blanket king size.
What?
Yes.
It's
a very heavy
Wowoo?
Blanket.
How much
it's
is
a blanket,
this?
But when you told me it was an adult blanket, I'm like, what does it do? It's not that type
of
thing.
It will kill a baby if you put it on.
Did
it's
you
very
get it
heavy.
At an
very
adult?
Heavy.
Is this like, does it, it's does not it from vibrate?
An, it's not from an adult store.
It's from Amazon.
It's just made for adults.
Oh, just like the massagers from Amazon?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 4.7 out of 5.
I mean, that's pretty
high.
Good.
Pretty
high rating,
yeah. Mary said 5 out of 5. Couldn't prevent my boyfriend from stealing it on the first day, so I had to buy another. Now my cat yells at me until I let him under it. It's been 2 days. I love it, but you might need like 7 of them, depending on your amount of cats.
What a
thank you, Mary. Amount of cats.
Cheryl F. said 5 out of 5. The blanket is so nice. I tend to get cold easily at night. Everyone likes to keep the house cool, so I need a big, heavy blanket to crawl under when I'm freezing. This does the job. Darren R. 1 out of 5 stars. I really miss my wife. I never considered the ramifications of this purchase. Sure, the wife loves it, but if you buy it, you'll never be able to get close to your wife ever again. It creates a freaking wall of China in your bed. It's like she's wearing a freaking suit of armor every night. I never thought we would wage war in the bedroom, but that's exactly what's happening. I hate this thing so much. You've been warned. If anything, just buy her a bunch of regular blankets. I never can lay it anymore. Oh, Darren.
Listen live on demandontheradio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, man, some sad news because it just came out of the blue, but Dustin Diamond has passed away. So the news came down yesterday shortly after the show was over. But what's really amazing is that, you know, we first heard about him being sick for the first time A couple of weeks ago.
Just felt like a week
ago. Two, three weeks ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
He was having some body pains. He went in. The doctors said that they feared that it was cancer, but there was actually a couple of articles that were written that said it was like pessimistic doctors that were saying it could be stage four cancer, and he didn't believe that that was the case. If you recall, mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, but there's like a picture of him like laying in a hospital bed, thumbs up. Yeah. Here we are a couple of weeks later, and he's just gone.
Just crazy.
At 44 years old, too. So
just too young.
I was going to say too young, but also makes you wonder if he had gone with the doctors who told him that he had cancer, if they could have.
Stage four cancer.
I mean, if you're talking about a couple of weeks away from passing
from,
away,
yeah.
Probably not. But, you know, a bunch of his co-hosts from Saved by the Bell came out and were saying nice things about him yesterday. I think it's a little too late. I mean, you guys could have included him in the reboot, considering he was, I don't know, one of the only good parts of Saved by the Bell, in my opinion. I didn't love that show like everyone else did.
Couldn't have been an easy life. You got to remember. I mean, he got into some trouble and some issues over the years. But you got to think,
he's a child star.
Child star, and think about that. Like you're on a show with Mark Paul Gosselaar and Mario Lopez, who are both like even 30 years later still
superstars.
Like super attractive, good looking guys. And your job is to play the nerd.
Yep.
And that's how people know you. Like that can't be great for your overall mental health.
So it's really hard for a lot of child stars is when they play a role that's so iconic that they can never escape it. And Screech is outside of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, but at least he had My Girl and a couple of other
Macaulay
things.
Macaulay Culkin still like went nuts too.
He did. Like, outside of the...
And pulled it back together eventually.
It was like Mila Kunis, methamphetamine, pulled it back together with his pizza cover band.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he also had
pizza
a really...
Underground.
Yeah, he really had a very difficult time. It's a tragic end to a very tough story for Dustin Diamond.
You know, people of, you know, in a similar age range, and I feel like that show has transcended time because it was only, I think... like 5 or 6 seasons. It wasn't that long. And he was one of the very few who was in every single episode. I mean, from like Good Morning, Miss Bliss all the way through the college years. And they even brought him back when they did a reboot, which still went 7 seasons. But nobody remembers the reboot of like the new class.
No, the original 4 years is what everyone recalls, which it also seems like it was more than four years.
Well, they did middle school for a couple years too. Yeah. But yeah, it's just crazy to see a guy that young who had played such an iconic role die.
Jen, who's watching along in the chat today, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, did the guy who played Steve Urkel ever do anything else? Jaleel White. And not really.
But the difference between him and Jaleel White, like Jaleel White was actually like a good looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, when he became Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
Yeah. Same thing with Alfonso Ribeiro, even though he played a nerd character. Like Alfonso Ribeiro was a world class dancer and yoked. Like, I mean, had like 6-pack abs forever.
Well, Alfonso Ribeiro is still doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Jaleel White, just same thing, could never get past that Steve Urkel role.
But at least he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, makes it easier.
So Oregon has decriminalized all drugs. Measure 110, first of its kind legislation, decriminalized the possession of all illegal drugs in Oregon, including heroin, coke, meth, and oxycodone. There are certainly people that are very opposed to this, but there's a bunch of people that say, hey, look, instead of just criminalizing all of this stuff, throwing people in jail, put them... Yeah, and that was part of...
Non-incarceration.
Of what they did here. They said they're going to take a healthcare-based approach, offering addicts treatment instead of prison time.
What they're doing is similar to what was done over in Portugal for the last decade or so, and it's been very effective there. And Portugal's not a huge country, but you take the state of Oregon as well, and it's they're similar as far as population and geography goes, but geographic size. But you take that and then you try to help people who actually are addicts, because taking an addict and just putting them in prison doesn't do anything. But that being said, if you are distributing them illegally and if you are creating violence around that, then you need to go to jail. But if you are just an addict, rehabilitation, I believe, is the way to go. And I think this is going to pave the way for the rest of the country in many ways. So just like much like how marijuana was, at first, think 10 years ago, how many states was it legal in? Like 0. Now it's over 18.
So those in possession of these drugs that have previously been considered illegal, there is a fine that comes along with it. If you're caught in possession, it's $100, but that's dropped if you agree to get a health assessment and get treatment.
And
so the idea is to try to clean people up by not just throwing them in jail and then letting them out.
One of the things that a lot of people do not talk about when it comes to drugs is the mental illness. So like, people are trying to cope because they're not getting the proper care for their mental illness. So that leads to drugs as well. So there are so many different factors that we should be treating rather than just like, let's lock them up. And guess what? It's cheaper to actually treat than to lock them up.
And there's a difference. I think that a lot of people, whenever they hear this, it's not necessarily saying like, okay, if you've got like personal use of these drugs, that's whenever they're going to be asking for rehabilitation. It's not like drug mules. They're going to say, hey, let's rehabilitate you. No. That's totally different.
Yes.
Do you think this is going to lead to drug tourism? Like people that want to do shrooms are just going to go to Oregon to do it?
Well, I mean, like how can you do that?
Well, to buy shrooms, maybe.
But can you buy them if you don't have a state ID?
I thought shrooms were legal there.
Well, you can't sell them. Like having them is one thing, but it's much like the regulation process. So there's not corner stores that sell shrooms.
They should legalize them, tax them, and you know, like I said,
legalize
put the money back into education, rehabilitation, and make the make your society a better place.
They always say though, and then all of these places that legalize weed, they end up just like, hey, yeah, we're gonna give you guys all a raise, all you teachers, LOL. And then
just kidding,
just would never happen.
So the story is a very very sad one here. The poor victim, the guy who has that hedge fund that got hit really hard by the GameStop fiasco last week.
Thoughts and prayers, Dave.
His name is Gabe Plotkin. He is worth $300 million, currently knocking down a Miami Beach mansion next door to his house to build some tennis courts, even though his company lost $4.5 billion in the Reddit frenzy. His company was worth $12.5 billion at the start of the year, and now it's only worth $8 billion, you guys.
Dave, they will never recover.
Nope.
How? Only $8 billion.
Only $8 billion.
How will they feed their kids?
I mean, are they even going to be able to have kids anymore? They've got tennis courts to fill up,
mansions to knock down, and tennis courts to erect.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
And finally, this is some good news. The Biden administration announced a big push to make rapid COVID-19 home tests available with a $230 million federal contract with an Australian company. The deal will allow this particular company to open a U.S. factory and make 19 million rapid tests each month, $8.5 million, which will be provided to the federal government. So it's a 15-minute test, includes a nasal swab for users to collect a sample, place into a cartridge, and it's used with a smartphone app that displays results right there at your house. If these work, this is a game changer, yep, right? Because a lot of people, they either don't get tested or they go get tested and it takes 3 weeks to get the results.
Or the rapid tests that don't work very well at all.
Sure. So this, being able to do it at home, is a big deal. And the fact that they are jamming the gas on this and saying, hey, go ahead and do this, I just hope it's here in time.
So it's really interesting that whenever you say like the rapid test, like their accuracy, because whenever I wasn't feeling too well last week, I was just like, go ahead, just let's do a rapid test just to see what's up, just to make sure, covering
sure,
all bases,
course, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I asked the lady and I was like, so how accurate are these really? And to my knowledge, I thought it was like 60 to 70%. And this lady told me it was like 98.
No, I know so many people who went and got rapid tests and they tested negative multiple times, and then they end up testing positive.
We would like to think that those have gotten better over time, but I mean, if you remember a couple of months ago, at the beginning of the NFL season, they thought the entire Jets team was positive, and they were like, "Oh, whoops!"
Or even Nick Saban too.
Yeah, we just screwed up the results on it. So,
oh, great, cool, tight.
Either way, $230 million is going to this company. So hopefully these work and are able to get in people's hands ASAP.
A nurse in our chat says those rapid tests are like 50 to 60% accurate.
Sweet,
so
that seems
more realistic.
Yeah, that's what I thought the whole time.
Yeah.
But we also had a story not too long ago about you being able to buy like rapid tests at CVS and Amazon and all of this, and I can't find them anywhere. Like I thought you looked for them
and you still couldn't find them.
No, yeah. I don't even know where they're going to be.
The same guys
selling.
Who are hawking Jordans and 3080 RTX graphics cards. They've made their way to the secondary market, so now you're going to have to pay a stupid amount to try to get
Mahoney's
a test.
Over here, right, acting like everyone's trying to buy like secondary market Jordans and high-end graphics cards.
They're completely sold out, right?
And they're Jaffix cards, by the way.
No, that's
Jaffix.
Listen to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and watch it, too, at twitch.tv/Dave and Mahoney.
So Mahoney is sitting here pontificating in the studio about how he is so rich that he doesn't have any old things in his house.
No, I just don't take care of things. I never had things, so it's like I didn't have a house until, like, 8 years ago. Like, what did I have? I had a couch. That's the oldest thing I have. I have a couch because when I was a bachelor living with a bunch of friends. They all had stuff.
The senator said, my 1985 NES and Power Pad. Still have it. Still works. The Power Pad.
Did you? We had a Power Pad. Yeah, bunk beds? Did you just jump off to the side? Jump onto the bunk bed and hold on to the top part?
I would just kneel on the floor and use my hands like this when I was running in the little track meet. There's a bunch of people saying Nintendo stuff held up. Rand said, my Game Boy from 1989 still works. My son has played it a couple of times. Curious what your son's reaction is to playing a Game Boy.
First playing like the DS or some of the the new systems that are out. Like, I mean, even the Switch is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that's portable.
But I mean, do you remember how amazing the Game Boy was for us?
It was so hard to see. You had to get the extra light. You had to get the extra spotlight. Just green and black. We do have a Super Nintendo in our office, Dave, an OG Super Nintendo.
That's true.
But Street Fighter 2 doesn't work.
But does that
anymore.
TV even work in there?
That TV's never worked. My homie bought it's
mounted.
It has the same font as Sony, but it's called like a Kobe TV. It's just the most worst bootleg. TV
he thought it was a steak.
Yeah.
Man, that was like literally 11 years ago that we did that.
So I was thinking about why, you know, like the old stuff that still works. I have a table fan that was on my side table in my bedroom for years, and this fan, it's nearly 30 years old. And if you think about how much a fan gets used, I mean, it's on
constantly
all night, right? Yeah. So it's on for, let's just call it 8 hours a day. And this thing still runs like a champ. I don't even know the name of the company that made it. I don't think they exist anymore. It's not one of the big brands. But that fan, like, that was their problem. That's why they went out of business, because they created too good of products.
So this is kind of like LG is, you know, the LG, like, you know, the product line, which is, you and I are both huge
big fans of
huge
the
fans.
Life's good.
But there was two companies that came together, and one of those companies from South Korea was called Gold Star.
Yeah.
And my wife's dad has a microwave, literally, that is 30 years old.
Wow.
That works like a champ. It's a Gold Star microwave.
A 30-year-old microwave.
Yes.
Still works.
It works like a champ. He won't buy a new one.
Well, why would you?
You got a working microwave.
Yeah. Panina said, I still have the alarm clock I got for my 12th birthday. You know those brown alarm clocks
Everybody
with the red letters? Everyone had that one.
Yes.
And you, I mean, I don't know about
Hit
you.
Hit the hell out of it.
I used to hammer fist that thing every single morning when it would go off. Still work like a champ. Cleve said, I still have my original front-load Nintendo Entertainment System from 1986. Still works great. Cleaned it up with a contact cleaner, and don't even have to blow on it.
What? That's half the experience of putting
it
in Nintendo. You go, and then
to
you
the side,
push
to
it
go,
off to the side.
Yeah. Yeah,
and do you guys have that thing where you put the game in, but you have to make sure it's as close to the front as possible? Like the placement of the game matters.
Push it down and then
push
it in.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you know
what I'm talking about. It's a move. It's a move. Down and in. Down and in.
Shane said, I bought a $10 angle grinder from a Harbor Freight parking lot sale in 2000. It's well used and still going strong.
Dude, old,
10 bucks from a parking
old tools
lot.
Tools used to be so made, so like old American made tools used to be made so well. Now they're just complete, utter crap unless you're spending like an obscene amount of money. Remember like Craftsman, like 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
That was like the brand. Now, like you buy a Craftsman anything now and it's just pure garbage because it's made in China.
I feel like most things that you buy for $10 in a parking lot, you're going to have a reminder of your entire life.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So the oldest working appliance or electronic or machine that you have still hanging around that works like a champ. Carrie said, my 1950s sewing machine.
Use it
almost daily. The thing sews through vinyl, leather, sequins, you name it.
Dude,
there's a couple of people that said they're sewing. Michelle said my Kenmore sewing machine that my neighbor gave me when I was in high school. It was given to her when she was in high school. She graduated in 1974.
Yep.
I have no idea how old this thing really is, but the beast still works.
My dad has a Singer sewing machine from the 60s, and he's like refurbished it a couple times. And the best, it's like, dude, you could hit a car with that thing, and the car would be wrecked. And
the cockroaches of sewing machines, they'll never go away.
I'm curious, with sewing machines, I mean, that is definitely a lost art, right? I mean, when you saying your dad knows how to use a sewing machine, I mean, my mom does. But
my mom doesn't. My dad does.
Yeah, your dad does. My mom does. I mean, that's
sewed parachutes.
But nobody in... He said what?
Parachutes.
Was he a paratrooper?
Well, he was Force Recon Marine, so
he
had to make sure that, like...
He had to make his own parachutes?
Well, no, I think he repaired them.
His Sarge is like, your fault!
Times are tough. Gotta cut back.
That's...
Who knows how to sew? Get to the front line, soldier.
Well, Dave, Audrey, you guys don't know how to use a sewing machine?
No, you
no,
do.
I don't. I wish.
They taught me in high school.
No, yeah, they taught me in high school.
Yeah, in home ec, yeah, but yeah, I but didn't I mean, stick with me.
I did a pillow once, and I'm pretty sure it was like... It fell apart. It wasn't good.
Do you have a sewing machine?
No, I don't. I used to, though.
Yeah. What would you be sewing?
Patches. So I once tried to patch up some pants as well, too. That didn't turn out so well. Me and denim do not get along when it comes to sewing. But yeah, I know how to sew.
Were they like all anarchy patches? I bet they were, weren't they?
Of course they were, Dave.
Anarchy patches?
What am I going to do with my hand?
I'm so mad at the world. Let me bust out the Kenmore.
Get my sewing machine.
Keith said my iPhone 8 still works after all this time. Thought those numbers would have expired by now. Swear by it. I have a coworker, and she works for like a major event company, and she does, you know, big events around the world, and she still has an iPhone 3.
What?
And swears by it.
That thing's like what, 2009?
When's
2008?
The last time that you picked up an iPhone? Because
they're big and they're weird.
No, they're it's small. Mm-hmm. It's
no,
like
but
the
I'm
size of
it's
an,
like, but the it's thicker. It's that's what I'm saying.
It's thicker, but it's about what like kind of the iPhone 12s are now.
Yeah.
But it's just it's small and heavy, and it's just strange.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I still had my things that I wish I still had that I was obsessed with was my BlackBerry. Speaking of phones,
and I
held on to my BlackBerry. For
Reddit's
a
trying
long,
to bring BlackBerry
long
back.
Time
is that the latest thing?
That was one of them. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. AMC
well, I mean,
movie theaters,
I was
GameStop,
a part of the CrackBerry
stuff we loved.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you remember how impossible it was not to check that little flashing light when it started flashing?
I never
orange?
Liked BlackBerries.
You didn't?
Nope.
Oh, that key.
I was a T9 texter, man. I could T9 text like
nobody loved T9.
Oh, I love
texting. Shut up.
I miss T9. I could do it in my sleep still.
You can still do T9 text on your iPhone. You still use it?
No, I don't.
Oh,
it's
just, so you didn't love it that much.
You're one of those guys.
I need if I go back to a flip phone, then I will, which I might.
This one texted over to us. I still have my first shelf stereo and speakers that I got when I was 14 years old, made by Philco. Dual cassette,
hell yeah.
CD,
yes.
And AM/FM tuner.
You
baby.
Got an equalizer on that bitch?
Let me know if you want a mixtape. LOL.
I feel like because my dad is similar. He's got a stereo system that he's had since the '80s, and I mean, it's still beautiful. It's like they don't make stereo systems like that anymore. The big glass case, the area for the records, the turntable on there, and then the two big old subwoofers, but they were in like some sort of lacquered wood that was fancy as hell. He's had that thing my entire life. Still looks awesome.
Have you ever bumped into one of those things?
Oh,
it'll
yes.
take a leg off.
Oh, like the old Zena TVs with the cabinets on
it? Oh, yeah. I mean,
we would throw the original Nintendo controllers, bounce them off of the screen.
And they would both be fine. Yeah. Both remote.
I want my bulletproof vests made out of old Nintendo controllers.
You can be Zenith, man.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what is the oldest thing that you still have in your house that works after all of these years? Joe, throwing it back here, I have a 30-year-old alarm clock that allows you to wake up to whatever cassette is in it.
Cassette?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what are you, big spender? We were lucky to have if it had a radio on it, right?
Man, do you remember back in the day when you used to play a cassette and then you go, all right, now I'm going to rewind it so I can listen to those songs again? Or just hopefully you can flip it over. You got good stuff on the other side. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Play it again, Bon Jovi.
And then roll it back, DJ.
My mom.
Slippery when wet.
My mom had a cassette player. She had a Chevy Silverado, like brand new back in like 92, 93.
Fancy as hell.
And it had a tape deck in it.
Uh-huh.
But it had it like you could fast, like if you hit fast forward, it would go to the next song. Somehow it knew where to stop on the tape for the next song. I was like, that technology blew my mind.
When they had the actual tapes and you could put them in and then it would automatically, you didn't have
switch
to take
to
it out,
side.
Automatically flip to the B-side and start playing. You're like, oh. But man, there was nothing worse than you were listening to your favorite cassette and you start to hear that
trying
all jumbled up and you're like, no, and you get it out. And
we're halfway.
Slowly pulling it out like intestines and you're a surgeon trying to fix it.
Ian sitting here chiming in and I don't ever remember using cassette tapes.
Oh, I listen to cassettes now. The oldest thing I have is like I collect old radios, like Motorola radios. And it's so funny because the other day I was listening to one and my girlfriend actually asked me if there was a place for an aux cord in it.
Oh, that's really? Hilarious. Wait, yes. Do you remember the cassette tape? These are the only ones that I do remember, because whenever the first aux cord ever existed, whenever we had iPods, you would have the cassette tape that had the cord in
it, of course, to plug
into your your Zune or whatever it was. Dave had a Zune. iPod Shuffle.
It was a superior product according to our engineer Tracy.
Tracy's wrong. Zune sucked.
Dave lost all of his money in there.
Should have invested.
I was sitting there going, Zune, iPod. I'm going to go with Microsoft because they know, oops, missed the boat on that one. Kyle said, my mom has an electric pencil sharpener that has my first grade bike lock combo taped to it.
Hell yeah.
I am 34 now.
Yes.
Whoa. Wait, why was your bike lock combo?
Dude, those last forever. I think
she's like, if you forget the combo, it's on the pencil sharpener. You know where it is.
But I mean, those sharpeners worked forever. And then it got to the perfect sharpness too. And you were like, oh God. Because it's just the point. Oh yeah.
But you got that point. Mm-hmm. I hate it when it only did like half of it, so you have like half a pencil.
You got to rotate. You got to rotate.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing more tilting than having half of a piece of lead just sticking out, because you have to go full on and redo it all over again. I would always break it off.
Always. Jana said, I've had the same hair dryer for 20 years, still going strong.
I think that actually, if I really think about the thing that is the oldest in, and this is going to make all girls everywhere scream in terror, I have my straightener.
At least
15 years.
Yeah, they don't go bad.
No, some of them. My wife has gone through a ton of straighteners. And like, they're not cheap.
Does she have exceptionally coarse hair? What do you mean?
She got thick hair, but like, I mean, they just break after a year or two.
A year or two?
I've had it for 15 years, and I can tell you right now that like sometimes I've had like a makeup wrapper that like get too close and it's gotten like goopy, and I just like wipe it off, and then I just like start all over with my hair. Yeah, no, I mean that thing. Yeah, Natalie in our chat, who is actually works for a hairdresser, like she just screamed in horror. No, can't even believe it for 15 years.
Jess in our chat said she has a 2007 GMC with a tape player. She has an adapter so she could play music. There were still tape players in 2007 in a GMC. Yeah, I can see that.
They would have the CD changer on there and then the tape player down below.
Did they?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I had a 2007. I had a 2007 Hyundai.
Hey, dude, that was 14 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That was a long time ago.
Mine didn't have a tape player. I only had a CD player.
Oh, well, look at you. Aren't you rich? Aren't you rich?
The base model Hyundai Sonata.
That's right.
I was rolling in that thing.
Rada said, Samsung countertop microwave. I bought it in 1999.
Back when Samsung used to be good.
Yeah.
Now it's garbage.
Tony said, I'm pretty sure everything worked in my house until I bought it. Then I've had to replace everything after a few years of moving in. You name it, I've replaced it. Own the house, but all of my CDs have no scratches from 20 to 30 years ago. So there's that.
I mean,
when you used to have that pristine CD case.
You
take the artwork out from the album and you slide it in there and then you put this.
If the oldest thing in my house is probably my CD collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have Gladiator on DVD.
We have so many.
Dude, I can't bring myself to like, I have all these old boxes of CDs. I can't bring myself to throw them away.
Nope. I keep all of my DVDs. We have so many half-read books, quarter-read books throughout the house because I always say, I want to be able to read a book.
DVDs, I totally punted on. I just gave them all to Goodwill. And the guy that I gave them to, the box, he's like, are you sure about this? I'm like, yeah, man, like half of them are still in the plastic. Like, I'm not.
See, but I'm rebuying movies. I bought The Big Lebowski like four times, man, like on DVD, VHS, Blu-ray, and now on Apple.
You just buy it on Apple and you're good.
Well, now
right?
I do, yeah. But like.
Until Apple goes under.
I think they'll be all right. They got like $2 trillion in reserves.
Yeah.
Is there something that's in your house though, right now that you spend a lot of money on and you spent so much money on it? From like the beginning, it is probably worth like $2 now, but just out of principle, because you paid so much money for it, you won't get rid of it. That's my college textbooks. I spent so much money.
Those are such a ripoff.
For four years. Yes. I still have all of them. They're just like in my garage.
Weren't you in college during like when you could just like
the get recession?
The PDFs.
Yeah. That's whenever very first introduction to. Like the web books.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's terrible. She has like a $400 book. She can try to sell it back, but they'll give her like $4 for it.
No,
Is Rick Harrison working at every college bookstore?
That's
exactly. Is that what's going on?
That's where they get the new cast members from Pawn Stars. That's where Chun-Li came from. CJ said, my ex has an awful alarm clock from 1978. That thing will never die. So loud, so obnoxious,
40,
takes so much
plus years
abuse.
Old.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. And finally, Wes said, I have a 1954 Seberg jukebox, and actually posted a picture of it, and it looks like one of those, like that
That's cool as hell.
It's
so cool.
It looks like one that you'd see at like a Waffle House, you know? Like
or a 1950s diner.
Yeah. But yeah,
you're twisting and you're shouting.
Cover your ears.
All right, so these are all popular songs you've heard many times over the years, but the trick here is that they're covered by people, and sometimes they take great liberties with the covers. Many times they're terrible, and they have 12 views on YouTube. Other times, like we heard last week with the sea shanty of Nickelback, like there's some that slap.
I listened to it over the weekend.
Did you really?
Absolutely, I did.
So let's see who's going to win here. The predictions have already started. If you're watching along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, it's Audrey versus Mahoney. You guys are going to ring in by raising your hand today when you think you know the correct answer, okay? So we have a total of three in the main round. We do have a fourth bonus round if necessary. Mahoney, are you ready?
Yes.
Audrey, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go with number one in Cover Your Ears.
It doesn't even matter how hard to try. Keep it in mind and the sign is right. Please split it, you die. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Not great, not terrible. Mahoney was in about 2 seconds. Audrey right behind at 3 seconds. Mahoney, get the first
crack here. We got some Linkin Park Cover Your Ears, and that is In the End.
There you go. Full point for Mahoney. Well done. Mm-hmm.
They all do sound like Linkin Park. I feel like every grunge slash new metal band from like the late 90s, early 2000s, it's all Linkin Park.
Here we go.
Please tell me why the chorus in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on. I came in through the window last night and your door.
That was close. I think I saw Audrey first.
No, she did not.
Yep, I did.
Audrey first.
Yep. It was Mahoney. Go ahead, Mahoney.
That was lit with my worst enemy.
No,
my
it's
own
not.
Worst enemy.
No, it's not.
Is that not my own worst enemy?
What is it?
Blink-182.
No, it's not.
It's not even. That was lit.
Okay. That was lit.
I thought it was Blink-182.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I thought it was Blink-182. Well, I would have gotten it wrong anyways. Dang.
Mahoney blowing it out today. Yep. Two correct. Here we go on to number three. Last chance, Audrey.
That's great. It starts with the earth. Great. Birds and snakes and airplane. Living versus not a plane. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn works up the zombies. Dummies if you're wrong. Knees feed it up and not speak.
You know, that reminds me of?
What the heck was that?
That was a Chopped and Screwed version.
I didn't hate that.
I hated every second of it.
Do you know what that reminds me of?
It's really good.
It's the scene from Old School where he gets a dart in the neck. He's like,
you're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. You're crazy.
Mahoney for the win.
That is REM, End of the World.
There you go.
I think that this was catered to Mahoney this week. I don't appreciate the collusion against me. This was rigged election.
We tried to collude with you and you blew it.
What do you mean?
Blink 182.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a lot of people spending a lot of money on health and fitness and wellness apps. In 2020, smartphone users spent, guess how much, Mahoney, on health and fitness apps?
$10 billion.
A little high.
No, not $10 billion.
No, I mean like with the apps and or with the
smartphone health apps specifically.
$5 billion.
Okay, you're ruining the story.
Get your head in the game, man.
It's $2 billion. Your guesses have been way off today.
Five and $2 billion, pretty damn close.
Nowhere near each other. It's way different.
It's got a number in front of it. What's a billion?
150% off. $2 billion is a lot, though. That was spent just in 2020 on health and fitness apps. More than 71,000 health and fitness apps were launched globally in 2020 alone. The meditation app, Calm, was the top earner globally.
If you think about that, though, a lot of people were feeling a lot of like mental health issues, like full on, like you
just
had
to
really,
down.
Really
yeah.
figure it out because you had all of the stresses of 2020 just right in your face.
I don't think meditation has been this popular since like the late 60s. Really?
True.
It seems like everybody's promoting meditation now.
The Apple Fitness Plus, they have like the mindful cool downs that you do after a workout.
I like those.
And a lot of those mindful cool downs, I like them as well, is just basically meditation. It's like focusing on your breathing, bringing your heart rate down, relaxing,
letting go of stress.
Greg is good. I like Greg.
He's very
calming. Jessica as well.
I haven't done her.
With her English accent, she's just like, all right, let's go ahead and relax.
But, I mean, do you, besides Apple Fitness, do any of us pay for any health apps?
Yeah, the MyFitnessPal. I do the same thing that we all do where we talk ourselves into.
You've been paying monthly on that?
The MyFitness, it's like an annual thing, but it like logs all of your meals and factors in all your exercise and all that stuff. I'm trying to think, is there any
Pear? Do you log your meals?
I still pay for Pear sometimes. Those are the only ones that I pay for, other than Fitness Plus.
Calm.
You did?
Yeah, but then I canceled it.
What about you, Audrey?
I did the free trial for Peloton. I canceled
it. I mean, I bought the Therabody, which is like the Theragun. So, like the gun, but it's also has its own app. So, it goes through and shows you all of these like pre-workout things that you can do for your muscles and like go on for your day-to-day.
You're still pretending like that's a massage tool, huh?
If I would blast that thing off into like the ether. It's like, you know, whenever you use a racer and you use it too much, and they go away.
Junk, I blasted it off with the Theragun.
It's gone. Obsessed with that. And then All Trails, which is a really cool hiking app. And I paid that for the yearly membership.
How much is that for the yearly membership?
I don't even know what I paid. Honestly, probably like seven, but it was going like multiple times a week during the summer.
Yeah.
So it was like really nice. So if I ever got lost, because it would just like re-download it. But for the most part, I would say guesstimated, I probably spent like $150 on apps alone in 2020.
The health industry is with Apple and the new Apple Watch focusing on your, you know, being able to do the EKG, doing your pulse ox on there as well. I mean, they're looking to, you know, like, you know, that they know that this is a industry that is going to continue to grow, because what most people do care about at some point, you know, whether or not they're healthy now or not, is that like when they do get sick, they're like, well, I should probably get healthy.
Yeah.
And there's money to be made off of that. So I'm not surprised that there's a lot of money flowing in that space.
Well, speaking of being healthy and being somebody that's involved in fitness, SoulCycle instructor, her name is Stacy Griffith, and she is in hot water for all of the wrong reasons. She has now apologized for calling herself an educator to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
This is the second time that SoulCycle in the last 6 months has been in negative news.
Is she a Stacy with an I or a Y?
Stacy with a C-E-Y. C-E-Y.
That explains it.
She is a big-time SoulCycle instructor. She's often attended by celebrities like Kelly Ripa, but she is now in a lot of hot water. She shared a photo of herself, of course, getting the shot. Vaccine day. Step one of the Moderna magic. 1 hour drive to Staten Island, worth every minute. It takes a village. First off, shut up. Secondly, she got busted for calling herself an educator because she's a spin instructor, which... a little different, you being a spin instructor and, I don't know, a teacher
having
educating children.
Rich, bored, you know, housewives in your class as opposed to a bunch of children who are going to public school. Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there.
She apologized, saying, I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart for my recent action in receiving the vaccine. I made a terrible error in judgment, and for that, I am truly sorry.
Are you?
Hate it whenever people backpedal after they already got caught.
Well, and also the reason you got caught is because you felt it necessary to blab about it on social media, you dummy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she really had a lot of error in judgment there. Not just the fact that she lied about being an educator, but also error in judgment on whether or not you should start using the vaccine for clout.
Anyway, hashtag Team Peloton. Team Peloton over here.
You still don't use your Peloton.
It's sitting in my bathroom.
Okay.
My towel's on there.
So you guys, playing any Team Towel Rack?
Yeah, hashtag Team Towel Rack.
Hashtag TT.
Could you guys stop that? That's not going to be a thing. Don't
Team Towel Rack.
Quit it. Ooh. I was going to see if one of you were going to do it. You didn't.
You told us.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. Right. I just didn't expect
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
Oh boy, this is it. Marilyn Manson going down in a ball of flames. If this stuff is true, then he totally deserves it. But, I mean, we should vet it and make sure that it's all true first, right? And that's the case for anyone and any accusations. It just needs to be proved. A disturbing 2009 Marilyn Manson interview just resurfaced, though, and this lends to the proof, in which he talks about his relationship with Evan Rachel Wood. She's the actress. Westworld is probably her most commercially successful thing as of late.
It's one of the biggest shows on television, without a doubt. And she's the lead.
Yeah, and she recently came out and was talking about how Marilyn Manson groomed her, and, you know, she was very young at the time.
She's at the pinnacle of her career, and it's con- continuing to grow. She has nothing to gain from making accusations in this situation.
Yeah, she said that
she has people. She's going to put herself in the crosshair of the public and some people in the public stratosphere who are talking and going, oh, why is she just now saying this years later? But she's been saying she's been a victim of this abuse for about a decade now.
Yeah, she just finally named Marilyn Manson. Yes. She just said that Brian Warner, and a lot of people had thought that, but in this interview that was just unearthed from 2009, he said, I have fantasies every day about smashing her skull with a sledgehammer, which seems like the sort of thing that you don't ever say about anyone.
I read the entire article. It is very, very frightening. He talks about self-mutilation and calling her over 100 times. And
it's just so dark. Claims. And again, Marilyn Manson sucks. Who cares if he gets canceled at this point? He's been dropped from his record label amidst all these accusations.
Not even on a major record label anymore.
I don't think anyone cares about what he's doing professionally. If he really did all of this stuff, then good. Screw him.
But from the record labels, though, it's really interesting that they just said, you know what, we know that you have a new album that's on the way, but we don't care to ever get that money back, so F you. You know what I mean? Like, and they just said F you and F the money.
There's going to be people out there that are going to scream that this is Marilyn Manson, it's a violation of his First Amendment rights and blah, blah, blah. That's not how the First Amendment works. They're a private company, and they can choose to do business however they want. If they don't want to be in business with a guy that's being accused of all of these horrible things.
Oh, I thought the free market could
speak for itself. Yes. It turns out they actually can do whatever they want as a private company. Yep. If they don't want to do business with him because he's toxic, then good for them for just saying, you know what, let's just go ahead and cut ties and move on.
I hope that, you know, if all these accusations that are being levied against him are true, I hope they take this to a prosecutor because they are criminal.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not exactly a stretch to think that Marilyn Manson is a dirtbag, but here we are.
Yep.
Well, it just took until 2021.
Is she just accusing, or is she planning on taking him to
trial?
We
don't know yet.
We don't know. She hasn't said. Coming out public with it, I mean, this could arguably be more damaging to him than dragging it through a court and letting people forget about it.
There's several other people who are collaborating what she is saying.
Yeah,
and
Razor
well.
Said Manson hasn't been relevant since the 90s.
True.
All he ever did was cover a couple of songs in an interesting way, and that's
it. Yeah. Ripped off the Eurythmics.
So speaking of comebacks, how about Frasier making a comeback for Paramount Plus?
No, thank you.
They're talking about a Frasier reboot being close to being greenlit with Kelsey Grammer reprising his role as a prominent talk show host in the city of Seattle. Shooting could begin as early as summer if it is in fact greenlit.
Okay, so he was a weekend radio host.
Was he a weekend radio host? Is that what it was?
I think it was a weekend.
I thought he had like a night show.
Then he had like a midday show or something like that.
Man, but
in Seattle, and he's got this monstrous,
palatial,
giant,
yeah.
Apartment. I'm like, man, we work at radio. We know how much that pays. There is no way in the world that guy.
If his show's nationally syndicated or something, no, it's like
He's got a live-in nurse for his dad, which R.I.P. John Maloney, or excuse me, John Mahoney.
You screwed up that?
Well, yeah. Your own name.
Your own name.
Well, it's okay. I mean, I love John Mahoney, and the fact that John Mahoney is not going to be a part of it, who played Frasier's dad, is, you know. I thought it was a perfect show when it aired. I loved it. I watched it every week with my parents. Thought it was great. It doesn't need to be brought back.
So Tony Bennett has revealed that he has Alzheimer's. And I mean, look, he's 94 years old. I mean, we knew that something was going to catch up with him eventually. But it was announced this week that, he's been battling it. And it's been going on for quite some time. Diagnosed actually in 2016, so 5 years
National
ago.
National treasure, man.
Yep.
Really, one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life was him and Lady Gaga performing together on New Year's Eve. And, I mean, just...
Incredible. Incredible.
I mean, blew me away. I know Ian saw him.
One of my favorite concerts of all time. Yep, just a couple of years ago.
So this is a weird flex. Mahoney actually bought these, like, $900 tickets for Tony Bennett, and then he gave them to Ian because at the last minute he decided he didn't want to go because he's antisocial and it would have taken him 5 minutes
and
to park.
And he had no idea it was me and my girlfriend's anniversary, and we were already down there.
Yeah.
And it was the most magical night I've ever had in my life. You got me some that night, by the way, dude.
Looking out for you.
Oh, my man.
Did you put on some Tony Bennett while
I was going
down?
Of course I did.
Yeah. Gross.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So do any of you ever just make out just to make out? Nothing happens after that, just you and your person hard kissing? Or is that not possible for some people?
Message deleted.
I mean, it's not that it's not possible. It's just
16?
Yeah, it's just not something that you do. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, do you ever just like hook up with your significant other and not kiss at all? Because that happens all the time.
All the time.
Really?
Yeah. You start with like heavy kissing and then it goes from there.
You know, I mean, you gotta get the old train wheels oiled up. You know.
Yeah, there's a different way of doing that, and just go ahead and direct oil them up. Thank you.
Don't call it a train wheel.
Yeah.
A train wheel. Come on.
Squeak,
it's a lot prettier than that.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like, why would you just make out to make out? Like, I mean, maybe if you were in a new relationship with somebody and you weren't prepared to go further.
It's
but
so funny how that fades over time. Like when you're in a new relationship, you just can't keep your hands off each other. Yeah. You're making out all the time and there's still like boundaries as to what you're going to do and what you're not. And you're trying to like take it slow, but you just can't help yourself. And then like, you know, you're in a relationship for 8 years, 9 years, and you're like,
did you brush your teeth?
Yeah. Cause if not, that's fine, but just don't come close to me. Let's just do it. Doggy stuff.
I hate those people.
Did you shower?
Yeah. I don't like the people in new relationships that really like telling people they're in a new relationship, so they'll show up with like hickeys on their necks.
Oh, if you give a hickey in the year 2021,
you are disgusting.
Ridiculous.
Also,
of any age.
Not just in 2021, like who ever thought that giving a hickey was a good idea? Was
so
that,
stupid.
Was that like a marking the territory sort of thing?
No, I think it's like some people just have sensitive skin.
But some people
it hurts,
like,
man. What are you talking about?
Like they're like vampires.
I've seen. I mean, I know people who get them without like a excessive amount of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just have sensitive skin. Okay, like paler people. Like I would think, like Audrey or myself. You know.
Yeah, but like whenever I was a kid, I definitely had a hickey, but it was because somebody was like sucking on my neck, like for no reason. It never feels good. Now that I get your neck sucked on, is tight. Like I never go. Oh yeah, look at my neck.
You can get kissed on like your neck or whatever.
That's, but it's not like you're going on the back of your neck. Like, yeah,
well, I'm not a milkshake from In-N-Out. No. Like relax.
One of those fish in a tank. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah. A sucker fish.
Which
a bottom feeder.
You have the right idea. Let's just reposition your mouth a little bit.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you know how you said that you guys are afraid of the ocean? I have a novel idea on how to solve that fear. Instead of four oceans, let's just break them up into smaller oceans and, you know, explore the hell out of those tiny oceans.
Message deleted.
No, man, the ocean.
And we've already, like, broken them up and named them different oceans and stuff.
Yeah. Also, who decided, like, where the Pacific Ocean stops? Like, at what point were you like, that's enough of you,
well,
Pacific.
No, but, now entering the Atlantic. No, but you could actually see like where they stop.
Let's put
because,
an Indian Ocean in here.
No, have you
anyone opposed to an Indian Ocean? Let's just go ahead and put an Indian Ocean.
Have you guys seen where oceans meet, though? Because they are distinctly different.
No, so, like, are they really?
Like water. Dude, it's like.
Like different colors?
Yes. Yeah. Like same thing like when you're going into like, you know, like the Gulf of Mexico versus going to somewhere, you know, in the Keys or in the Caribbean. Like the water is drastically different than in, like you could see it like just next to each other. It's weird.
Huh.
There's a distinct place. So, I mean, I think that's kind of how we figured out where they start and where they end. From my cruise ship knowledge.
I just hate the oceans. I don't want to think about them. I just blacked out during that entire conversation because the ocean freaks me up that bad.
If there's one thing to take away from the show today, we hate oceans and hickeys.
And hickeys given by the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anything in the ocean that's sucking on you?
Oh, very pretty.
Anywhere?
I mean, I don't know. What up, Blowfish?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, how much money you make and if there is a plateau. And
we've heard for a long time that there is.
There's a plateau and it's $75,000.
Like
so once you make up to $75,000, your happiness increases. But once you get to $75,000, you don't get any happier with the more money you make after that. Turns out that is a load of crap. New research found that the more money a person has, the happier they are at $75,000 or any other point. Essentially rewarding and rendering the previous happiness plateau as a myth. Researchers at University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School, evaluated over 33,000 individuals by having them check in at random points throughout their days to reflect their happiness level. In the analysis of the data, researchers found that all measures of well-being increased with income. All measures of well-being increased with income. And at no point did that correlation disappear. In other words, it appears money can, in fact, buy you happiness.
You know what makes you unhappy? When you're stressed. And if you don't know if you can pay your bills or if you are going to have a roof over your head. Financial stability, believe it or not, is something that is very, very important. And I'm not shocked that, like, I'm like, why can't I get on this? And where they just, like, give me more money to test me on whether or not if I'm going to get happier. I want to be a part of that study.
They say money buys safety and security. It can buy belongings as well. But the most important things is health insurance, free time to exercise.
Security, safety. I feel like those are the number one and number two things out there. Like objects, whatever. But safety and security, knowing that you have that, that is like life-changing.
Being able to live in a neighborhood where you feel like you can go running in the evening.
I mean,
that's a big part of it. I mean, not for you.
I don't live in a neighborhood that I could go running in the evening.
Because you choose not to run.
But your Apple Watch told me differently yesterday.
Oh, I didn't run.
Oh, you walk.
I'm not running in any neighborhood.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll walk, but I'm not running in my neighborhood.
So 2020 has been the year of pretty hilarious Zoom gaffes, and we have another one now. This time, a lawyer whose name is Hector, he was having sex with a client during a Zoom court call hearing in Peru. Like, just full on, he is butt naked, and a very, more attractive, at least than he was, a female client of his. Starts going
you
to town on him.
You can't bang your clients if you're a lawyer.
You cannot, but that did not stop him. She was attractive, and it appeared as if just a portion of her head was in the shot at first, and then all of a sudden the rest of her appears, and she quickly hops on top, and his assistant was trying to get his attention, but he was a little preoccupied, and they just straight up, right there on camera, during the court hearing, had the full-on relations, no idea that the Zoom camera was on, because I guess somebody, maybe his assistant, had logged him into the meeting.
Oh, man.
And he didn't know that. And then, boom.
Fire that assistant.
Yeah.
Your assistant's the feds.
Or
it snitched on you. That sucks so bad.
I know. Take the first part of your job title seriously. Ass. Come on, man.
Speaking of the adult relations, a man has died from an extreme orgasm after passing out with an adult worker. The 35-year-old named, but his name is Charles. He lost consciousness after having relations with the woman in the northeast part of Africa.
This is a heart attack, right?
He died after doing the deed. The post-mortem was officially determined. The cause was an excessive orgasm, which I don't know about
that's
you guys.
Not,
but
no.
if I have to choose a way to go,
I'm sorry.
It's that.
What is it, like Vesuvius exploding? Like, what are you talking? Like, what do you mean excessive?
This is just marketing for the sex worker, right?
Yeah. It's hell of a job.
Come in and see if you'll die. And you're like, yeah, that's right. Speaking of dying, a man almost died in Australia, but did not. I don't know why you would do this. He went swimming in Lake Placid in Australia.
Hasn't he ever seen the movie?
I haven't.
Guess what happened?
Big-ass crocodile?
Of course.
Yes! Of course!
That's the movie!
Lake Placid!
There's a movie called Lake Placid where there's a giant crocodile that eats everyone.
And Betty White's feeding him. She's the only one that lives on the lake.
This guy went swimming in Lake Placid in Australia. I'm not swimming in anything in Australia.
No.
Forget about it. Crocodile attacked him, bit him on the head, and he used his bare hands to pry off the 6-foot-long crocodile's jaws from his head.
I mean, that's still a big-ass croc.
So the whole thing with crocodiles is that it's very easy to hold their mouths shut, which is why you see them using basically like large rubber bands
to
do it.
They just use duct tape.
Because the muscles aren't there, but once they clamp down, it's very difficult to open the mouth because that's how they kill things.
Adrenaline just had to be going through this guy's veins to unhinge that croc on his dome.
This dude was asking for it. He's 44 years old. He told authorities he's been swimming in the lake 3 times a week for the last 8 years. Man, you're just out here trying to die.
Yeah, the odds have been in his favor for way too long. And I'm kind of mad that he still survived then, man. Like, I mean, if you've been doing that 3 times a day for 8 years.
I mean, if you're swimming 3 times a day for 8 years, he's probably in pretty good shape.
I mean, I guess, but crocodile bit his head in an effort to remove the jaws of the crocodile. He put his hands in to try to pry the jaws apart. In the process of trying to remove his hands, jaws snapped shut on his forefinger. Ow. He is a remarkably lucky gentleman.
Do you think this is just some viral marketing? Do you remember they had the upgraded slip and slide, which was called Crocodile Isle, where you would slide down a slip and slide and then like you would go head first into a crocodile's mouth?
Yeah. They're bringing it back?
I hope so.
That makes sense.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So what are you guys' plans for this weekend? Are you watching the Super Bowl somewhere? I mean, normally this time of year, we all have big plans for stuff we're going to do. And we are doing a virtual happy hour beforehand from noon until 2 if you want to grab some cold ones and drink along. That'll be a good time. But are you guys doing anything at all for the game?
She's chilling at the house.
Yeah.
I don't know if I haven't decided yet or not. Like, because I am a big Chiefs fan, and I don't think I want to be around anybody if they lose. So.
Oh, that's fair.
You can't handle if they lose?
I don't want to be. I said
I mean, your whole life has been losing. Why is it going to bother you now?
Well, now we've won. I've got a taste of the good life. It's like.
Yeah,
it's
you guys just won the Super Bowl last year. You don't deserve it.
Well, I mean.
You know who does? Tom Brady. He never gets a chance.
Never. In his 10th Super Bowl.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I mean, I think this is going to be one of the most watched Super Bowls ever, without a doubt. Yeah. Because, I mean, the Mahomes versus Brady aspect is you probably couldn't write a better story. Last year, this couldn't have happened.
The NFL MVP versus the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you can make an argument about that, but I don't think so after 10 Super Bowls.
Like, yeah, how do you make he's won six and he's been to 10.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wins more than Brady. Like, he's won more playoff games than some, like, players have won actual games.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could have made an argument that an Aaron Rodgers-led Packers against Patrick Mahomes would have been
good
as well.
But Brady.
New team. I mean, the storyline here, if he's able to go to even get to the Super Bowl is something in year number one.
Wild.
Yeah, but that to potentially even win it. Are you guys, so you're not planning on doing anything big for the Super Bowl, and I get that, but are you planning on betting a lot? I know that Ian's got thousands of dollars invested in the game.
He
said not to say anything on the air because his girlfriend will get mad at him, but I mean,
it's not
tens of thousands of dollars.
It's not that. It's close to it, but it's not that.
You bet on KC?
Yeah, of course I did.
See, I won't bet on KC.
See, I bet on because of you, so if they lose, I'm going after you.
Man, I've seen you make a lot of money betting on KC.
Yeah, that's why I'm done. I've made too much. The odds are about to swing the other way.
You think so?
Oh, still, like, there's no money I could make after my last bet on KC that could make any,
Are we allowed to talk about that
yet?
Yeah,
can we?
I mean.
Is she in school? She's working?
I mean.
Is she going to go back and watch this?
How much money did you bet?
I won like $20,000+.
What's crazy is that he'd won a couple, I think, of UFC bets, and then you took all that money and rolled it over. And your bet was, what, like $6,000 or something? $8,000? And
I parlayed it.
And he parlays it. He's got $8,000 on the line. And we're all together, like the four of us. This is, a couple years ago now. And it's around the holidays because we were out looking at the lights for Opportunity Village.
Yep.
And the game's on. And I'm sitting here, like, on my phone, like, refreshing it, sweating it. And he's just doesn't even care. He's just walking around. He's like, oh, look at these pretty lights. And I'm like, man, your wife has no idea.
He was trying to play common cool.
I bet the Chiefs in the over.
And then he got home at the same time that I got home in the fourth quarter, and then he just started going nuts. He's like, oh, my God, it's going to hit. Oh, my God. And you won, what, like 25, 30 grand, something like that?
It was a good amount. It was the biggest bet I've ever made in my life, and it's the most I've ever won. It's like, and that's when I stopped betting. I haven't made a single like sports bet really since then.
And you say really? I think you have.
Not
at that level.
No, yeah. I mean, I may have put like $50 on something, but nothing like any real bets.
No thousands of dollar bets.
No, I'm done. Like I said, that was the pinnacle. Like I knew it will. Like this was a dumb bet, or it wasn't a dumb bet.
Got there, but it hit.
But like, had it not hit, that would have sucked.
Yeah, that would have sucked real bad.
How do you think we got all this camera equipment?
I was just thinking that.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.